Luther?
This is him, yes.
Good to speak with you again, Mr. Hickman. This is Paul from Local Splash. I know you were speaking not even too long ago, but you spoke earlier with Stephanie. Happy Friday. How's your day going?
It's going okay. You know what I'm saying? Glad to hear from you, Paul.
Yeah. I know we've had a few conversations, just never kind of finding the right timing to do either.
And dude, I took off in February. I was in New Orleans dealing with that there and all that, you know. And I even knew when I was talking to you in December that, hey, man, here comes winter. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right. Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, this is better timing, obviously, the best time of the year for your services are these upcoming months, spring and summer, so I think it's perfect timing. Now, I know that we discussed doing, you know, Google Verified leads, we talked about doing Google Pay-Per-Click ads as well. What are your thoughts at this point as far as moving forward with either of those or even both of those?
Well, I'm thinking for me, and I heard Paul, and I noticed, Paul, when I was looking at something, you're the guy that normally posts our pictures and stuff. Would that be accurate to say on the campaigns that we have?
That's not my function.
Okay.
That's a different department.
All right, cool. So, man, I need leads. So I'm thinking this Google Verified pay for leads is going to be and, you know, unless I'm like not thinking correctly, I'm thinking that's going to be where I want to be.
It's probably the highest return on investment of any product out there. It's certainly, you know, for Google, they say that, you know, their lead service converts 3 to 5 times better than any other lead service out there. And when you compare it to something like Angie or Thumbtack, where your lead is like a phone number and 6 or 8 of your competitors get that exact same phone number, I mean, this is completely different than that. You're not just getting a number that you have to chase down. It is pay per lead, but really kind of only in name. I mean, you're paying for qualified calls coming your way. So you do pay for the lead, but it is somebody calling you directly, calling you specifically, seeing you in the Google Verified section, which is the very top of a search result. And Google will be basically recommending your business after, you know, you pass the background check. You basically get recommended by Google. Now, for the Google Verified lead, they do route through a Google phone number. That way, Google can, the Google AI, make sure that it's a qualified lead, because you only get charged for leads that are qualified. It has to be someone in your service area, someone requesting a service that you actually want to provide, and then you have to either quote a price to them or at least schedule an appointment to meet with them. Otherwise, you don't even pay for it. Now, when you do pay for the leads, they're $44. Now, that's another huge difference between something like this and Angie's, where like a roofing lead might be $244, right? So, I mean, it's a lot more affordable for you. It's a much higher conversion rate. Google will want you to prepay for the first 13 leads, kind of like a gas card. So that'd be $574 for the first 13 leads. You don't pay for it right away. You have to get vetted. And to pass a background check. That's not done directly by Google. They outsource that to either Evident or Pinkerton. Pinkerton you probably know from cowboy movies. They want to make sure that you've got, first of all, $500,000 in general liability for your business. And I think we talked about this before, a registration certificate from the Kansas Attorney General. I mean, that's really all that you need. And then, of course, no felonies on your account, at least not in the last 7 years. And then an actual Social Security card number, not like the EIN or anything like that. They no longer accept that for this purpose. But and that process, although it's pretty straightforward, it takes about 3 or 5 weeks. So you wouldn't even be paying those leads until you're thoroughly vetted. That might be 3 weeks or 5 weeks from now. So once you get vetted, once you pass the background check, you're notified by us. You're notified also by Google. And then unless you contact us, then 3 days later it's going to bill for the $574 for the 13 leads. Now, you only pay for the leads that you use. Let's say, for the sake of simplicity, that first month you only use one lead. It turns into a big job. You don't use your leads anymore. That next month you only pay $44. Now, a lot of my clients that do bigger jobs, roofers and like remodeling contractors, they might go through 4, 6, 8 leads in a month, right? Everything that you do not use rolls over. You could certainly pause your leads when, you know, you get that big job. And that way there's always going to be something left over for that following month. So all that you'd be paying today is the one-time application fee of $250. With Google, it's just a one and done. It's not an annual membership. It's not something that you have to renew. It's just the one-time application fee. And then once you're vetted, like I said, you have 3 days. You could say, hey, I don't want to wait 3 days. Let's go ahead and get things started right now. Go ahead and bill that $574. Or if it turns out you say, you know, this is not a good week, or I've got too much work right now, or the funds are a little tight, can we wait a week or something like that? You always have that option, but you do have 3 days once you're thoroughly vetted. You're notified by us and by Google. So I think it's probably the most affordable lead-based service out there, and it's certainly the highest conversion rate. The other thing that I like about Google Verified, and this, again, is very, very different than something like Angie or Thumbtack. With Angie or Thumbtack, you get a lot of people who use those services because they're wanting multiple contractors to call them. A lot of times they're looking for the cheapest guy. Sometimes they're just looking for a handful of estimates to try to budget for something down the road. Now, Google Verified attracts clientele that maybe have a little bit more disposable income. They're not looking for the cheapest guy. They're looking for the best guy. They're looking for someone directly recommended by Google. And of course, when they're calling you directly, they're hoping that you're available and hoping your price is fair. So it's a very high conversion rate.
All right, I want to get started with the, you know, the vetting process.
Yeah, that's the perfect
3 to 5 weeks.
Right, and as long as we can get all the information from you, it's a pretty quick and straightforward process. You will get the Google Verified application even today. You get it by text, and it takes about 15 minutes to fill out. It's really pretty straightforward. And then, of course, you can email us the photos of all those other things. We typically ask that you get them back to us in the first 7 days, you know, so you have a full week
to get us that information.
That's even better because, like I said, you know, the sooner that we get that information, the better. Now, I know that all the information is still the same. I know you talked to Stephanie, so everything's up to date as far as keywords that we're promoting for your business, your service area, and everything like that. And we do have on file a MasterCard ending 5639. Is that the card that you wanted to use for that initial application fee?
Yep.
Okay, so it would bill today for $250, and like I said, once you're thoroughly vetted, you'll be notified. And then I know that you've already done a client interview for your account and everything like that. It's a separate process for Google, so we will schedule a separate client interview. It's an onboarding call, basically, for Google Verified. It takes about a half an hour or so. So I'll take a look at that calendar as well. And then still the same billing address, 1717 Southwest Boulevard.
Yep.
67213. Now, I am still required to read the voice verification. I know you've been through this before. So it's basically all the same questions. But I did just want to get through that real quick. And, of course, it's still recorded, but you can obviously stop me if you have a question or need me to clarify my question. But it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Hickman Roofing.
And that's exactly how I have that. And then, Luther, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Luther Hickman, owner, operator.
Okay. And then as the owner operator of Hickman Roofing, of course, you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And we do request that you are receptive and responsive to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers in a timely fashion, which is within 48 hours. And, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then hiring local splashers or certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online advertising that you're doing at the moment, anything additional, anything new, anything moving forward that you haven't already been doing, please let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Okay. And as I mentioned, as part of the verification vetting process, it's essential that we receive certain documents. It might require your business license, proof of insurance, of course, the application form, etc. And we do kindly ask that you return these documents within the first 7 days. It's fair that you provide those documents within that time frame may result in delays to the account. And, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, again, we are processing the one-time application fee of Google for Google Verified in the amount of $250. It will be charged today, which is the 13th of March. Now, of course, obviously, with Google Verified, there is going to be that vetting process, and you are going to be paying, let me pull that back up. Like I said, it's five. Come on, go back there. Refresh. So it's $574. It's $44 per lead. Okay, that does include
all. And this application, where am I going to find you at?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
What are you going to do? Email the application to me, or where do I find this application?
Yes, you're going to get the application fee by text in just a second here. Okay, and then if you have any questions with filling that out, please do let us know. That $44 per lead includes all of our fees, all of our management of that account, et cetera. And then obviously, once you're thoroughly vetted, that's when you're going to come out of pocket for the $574. That's for the first 13 leads. And you only get charged for the leads that you use after that. Everything else still applies. You know, obviously you can discontinue at any time. Just let us know. We ask that you contact client support within 3 days of your billing date to prevent the charge for the following month. You do understand and agree to those, renewal and cancellation terms.
Okay. You gonna call me back in 20 minutes? Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, Luther, as far as your, client interview, we're booked out for the rest of the day. On Monday, we've got two slots and they're pretty close together. There's a 4:00 and a 4:30. If either of those works for you, let me know. Tuesday the 17th is pretty wide open. Would Monday work for you, or did you want to look for something
Monday's
on Tuesday?
Good. Monday 4 p.m.
Monday 4. Okay. So we're going to schedule that Monday at 4:00. Now, I know you've already gone through this before with your other subscription here, but I'm going to send you a link to the written terms and conditions for Google Verified. Everything that we just went over in the voice verification is going to be provided for you in writing there. And then just take a moment to go through the same steps, you know, click on the three boxes, one that you authorize that you're the holder and signer of the card, one that you acknowledge that payments are, you know, in this
Do
case.
That right now or when?
Yeah, you're going to get it in a couple of minutes here, and just take a moment to fill that out once you get that. Now, if I do happen to be in between phone calls at 4:00 on Monday when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to say a quick hello to you, introduce you to your technician, and answer any questions that you might have. I'll try to keep my phone lines open for those types of things, but sometimes I'm on a phone call like an hour prior and I'm still on it. But if I am in between phone calls, I'll be on that call. If I am on a call, they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. So let me just take a moment here to make sure that we can get that 250 processed here. And then you're going to get if you want me to email it to you, you'll have that initial invoice as well. My system is really slow today, but it looks like everything's set up so far. And then nothing has changed, or at least everything's up to date as far. Okay, so it looks like I have to have my supervisor adjust the date on this, and then we'll get everything squared away here for you. But like I said, I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. I know it's going to be a big step. I'm just messaging her right now. But then once you get that that confirmation, you'll get the link. The only thing new that you really need to look at is the new one that says local splash terms of experience, and then you've already been through that. But other than that, Luther, we're going to process that 250 right now. I'm looking forward to getting things going for you. It's going to take our system a couple of minutes to get you that that application, but you should get that in just a couple of minutes here, okay?
All right.
All right. And then what about the Google pay-per-click ads? Is that something you're still interested, maybe a little bit down the road?
Down the road, yeah. I don't want to bite out more than I can chew. I struggle sometimes.
I hear you. This may be the only thing that you need, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you. Always a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks for calling in today, and I'm so glad we were able to speak as well. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and you have a fantastic weekend.
Okay, so what do I do next? I'm going to get a text message from you and just look at that, fill it out, check those boxes, and send it back to you?
Correct. Yep, it's going to be pretty straightforward and pretty self-explanatory.
All right. And then the application, is that something I'll be receiving also to where I download the necessary licenses and stuff?
Correct. Yep. And it's something that you can use through your client dashboard, or you can email the support team, support@localsplash.com.
Okay. I could also, a lot of this can be done from my Local Splash dashboard.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can send us the pictures, the licensing and the things like that.
All right.
And it's something that you're pretty familiar with, so it's going to be a lot easier for you. Okay.
Cool. Thank you, Paul.
No, thank you too, Luther. Always a pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Hickman. You have a great rest of the day.
All right, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.